You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yeah, it is not a menage a trois. There you go. Love triangle is when two people are in a relationship and the third person comes along and steals one of those people away, but for a little brief, short amount of time, there's like overlap.
Okay.
You know, one of the most famous of all time, Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston, Angelina Jolie. Famous love triangle, right?
Oh, yeah.
Brad is with Jennifer. Next thing you know, he's making a movie with Ms. Jolie, and they are suddenly an item. Love triangle. What are some of the other more famous ones?
Jeremy and Nicole.
That's all you got, huh?
That's all I got. That's probably the second most famous one compared to Brad.
Alex Rodriguez, Kate Hudson, and Cameron Diaz. That was a love triangle for a while. Kim Kardashian, Chris Humphries, and Kanye West overlap. Well, those guys might have been intentional. I can't.
Yeah. So many then. All right.
But the story that I'm reading was about Kiefer Sutherland, you know, the star of 24. And what was that other one that I watched he was in? Designated Survivor.
Yep.
Kiefer Sutherland. Who was actually engaged to Julia Roberts. And a lot of people, like, don't remember that or didn't know that. But Kiefer Sutherland was ready to marry Julia Roberts. And supposedly, the day of their wedding, he instead moved out. And why? It's because Julia had kind of taken up with Kiefer's good friend, actor Jason Patrick. He was the guy who was in Lost Boys and a few other things.
This sounds like a Julia Roberts movie,
doesn't it? Though
it's the plot.
So these guys were friends, and boom, love triangle. Now they just did a podcast interview together because this was 30 years ago. This all happened, and they said that after about 10 or 15 years, they kind of reconnected as friends, Kiefer and Jason, because neither one of them ended up with Julia Roberts. And now they're buddies again.
Huh.
And I'm wondering, could you be friends again with that person? Because it does happen.
Gosh.
I mean, it's famous in the music world. It's happened a lot, like Courtney Love and Kurt Cobain and who's the guy from Smashing Pumpkins? Billy Corgan. Mm-hmm. That was a love triangle too, because she was with Billy Corgan before she got together with Kurt Cobain.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems to happen in the music world, and they stay friends. Like Eric Clapton and George Harrison, Google them, kids. They remained friends even after Eric stole George's wife from him.
Maybe this is something that's more forgivable in the entertainment / celebrity scene, because it's just kind of it's to be expected in that scene, I guess, right? Because you're all famous, you're all mingling with each other, and it's just kind of like you're swapping around, you know, it's just a thing, I guess, when you're famous is kind of what I'm getting from all this.
Right. And this is not the same thing as you're in a relationship and somebody has an affair. I mean,
different.
This is an actual love triangle. In other words, they become a couple.
Right, and leave you behind, essentially.
Yes. It's not just a one-time fling or an affair or something like that. It is...
What a mess is what it is.
Relationship.
No, and it really is. Like, Nicole was dating a guy, you know, when we first were going out. I was friends with him. I knew him. And then, boom, all of a sudden, I swooped in and she was dating me then.
So you have been part of a love triangle.
Yeah, that's why I wasn't joking earlier. Yeah, I was part of the love triangle. Now, we didn't turn around and I'm not friends with her ex. You know, that relationship fizzled out, obviously. But I don't know.
Stop right there.
What?
It's been a long time.
It has been a long
time.
Who's
to say that you guys couldn't be good buddies now? He can't possibly.
That's very true. Very true.
Was he a cool guy?
20 years now. No.
Oh. How do you think Nicole would feel if you developed a friendship?
Oh, she'd hate it. That would be so awkward. It would be very awkward. You know what's really weird is I was on Facebook this weekend and it popped up that, hey, you might know this guy. Boop. And it showed one mutual friend of ours, Kevin, my buddy Kevin. And the guy's picture was there. You may know this guy. And with him, his wife was my ex before Nicole.
wait a minute.
Can you piece that together?
You guys swapped your relationship?
No, I don't know this guy, but it came up as, hey, you might know this guy because we had one mutual friend and I'm looking at it. And then I look at the woman that he's with. I was like, oh, my God, that's so-and-so. She's married again? So and I showed Nicole and she's like, oh, God, barf, man. So, but.
Way to go, Nicole.
But, you know, if I don't know, I guess 20, 30 years, you can probably look past all this and be friends, I would think. What if I started going out with, like, Gretch?
Would you and I remain friends?
I guess that falls on you. Would you still be friends with me? If for some reason out of nowhere,
now here's a
swooped
here's
in
a,
and Gretchen and I hit it off. And
now here's a good question for you. If that happened and we didn't remain friends, could we continue to do the show because it's a successful show? In other words,
yeah.
Do you walk away from a hitch from, you know, the number one rated
no.
morning show? Do you
no,
walk
you don't.
Away Mm-mm. because of that?
No, you bury that while we're on the air. You bury it. You continue to be professional. We'll put out a killer show. Mm-hmm. But behind the scenes, it's a mess.
Off,
it's a
right?
mess. But give it 10 years, would you be able to forgive me? We could still be friends? Yes, you would is the answer.
I think probably.
You would.
I think I'd get over it eventually.
You'd get over it. I know you. You get over stuff like that. Yeah, all right, fine. I'll move on.
I mean, I'm good friends with the vast majority of people that I was in a relationship with. And maybe not right when we split. But after that, yeah. And I think the same thing. I've probably remained friends with Gretchen over the years, and I'm like, oh, she's with this dork now. But
well, now let's flip it. Now, what if you you swooped in and you were with Knick Knack?
Oh, never again, buddy. Once was enough.
True. But I would not forgive you.
What?
We would end the show.
Wait a minute. So I just said that I would forgive you and we would still do the show, but if
I can't
took up with Nicole, you
yeah,
wouldn't.
I couldn't. You
Why
know
is
me.
That?
You know me. I don't get over stuff. I can't. I wouldn't be able to get over that. We are two totally different people in that department. I wouldn't be able to do it. Could not do
well,
it.
Well, that's
so
sucky.
That's why I made you go first.
Well, here I am being the bigger person and you just can't even.
No, I'd be petty and crybaby and I'd end it, man.
Well, it's because every day for the rest of your life, you'd know how absolutely deliriously happy she is.
It could be part of it, buddy. It could be part of it.
No idea how happy she would be, and you'd be like,
whatever.
You know, but we'd
on.
Have to pass each other, you know, when we're exchanging the kids, handing the kids off, right?
Like that would happen.
Come on, Lila, come with Daddy Dom now.
I know how you would be. Nah, Jer can keep the kids.
More true than funny.
There'd be no swapping going on.
That would be the conversation I'd have with Nicole. Would be now. Listen, let me talk to you. Knick-knack, is that what you go by?
Knick-knack.
Listen, do you come with the children or would they stay with Jared?
I'm feeling uncomfortable with this whole.
It has nothing to do with them specifically.
Right, it's just kids in general.
Just kids in general.
I am so uncomfortable right now.
Are you? You always are.
I am.
We have got, you know, there's remember Orlando Bloom was once married to a Victoria's Secret model, and then she and Justin Bieber started a little something something, I guess.
Oh my gosh, again Hollywood.
Yeah. Oh, we had a Joey on
I know
the
Joey
phone,
just hung up,
and we have a Joe who wrote in. Let me read this one from maybe Joey can call back. Joe wrote in, you'll like this one. He goes, I was part of a love triangle. My wife was engaged to a guy, and during the engagement with him, she fell in love with me. So we spent a couple of months trying not to start a relationship, but things happen. Needless to say, since she's my wife, she ended up choosing me. But check this out. This is where Joe's story has a fun turn. He says, check this out. Her ex started working for my company about a year after we got married. And he's now my boss.
Oh, my gosh. That's great.
Joe says, we all laugh about it now, and he's happily married, too. So tell Jeremy it can work out even if Dom and Nicole become a thing.
That's hilarious. It's still got to be weird. Boss. That guy's got to be still, there's got to be a tinge of something there where he's like, I still got to make sure I'm doing my best job because this guy could still fire me just because of that.
Yeah.
That's true.